This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Amazon has launched an instant delivery service on select goods for customers in New York's Manhattan. But by instant, they don't mean a Star Trek transporter. They mean in under an hour. This isn't the only company trying to corner the super fast delivery market. Others have tried and failed during the dot-com boom, and a crop of new startups are trying to get into the game now. Sam Harnett reports.
For about $8 in Manhattan, Amazon will have a bike courier deliver your groceries, toys, and even toilet paper. John Morgan, who teaches at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business, says Amazon could pull this off because of its sheer scale.
Amazon is the 800-pound gorilla in the room if you're a startup. How are you going to beat those guys?
Companies like Instacart and Uber are trying, but John Dayton, professor at Harvard Business School, says they're making a mistake, focusing on delivery, not product.
The delivery end of these businesses is the cost end, and the money-making end is the retail end.
The success of super-fast delivery rides on an army of cheap contract workers, says Josh Bivens from the Economic Policy Institute.
If we got to a genuinely healthy labor market, you know, a lot of these kind of instantaneous delivery services would be pretty hard-pressed to continue. It'd be more expensive, and there'd be less of it.
Right now, he says, people are desperate enough, they'll schlep somebody else's groceries and toilet paper. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.